Hi, this is Amy from Busan, Korea, and you are listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 72. Of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. For this episode, I want to teach you one interesting English expression, and that expression is to jump through hoops. To jump through hoops. Jump, J-U-M-P, through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, hoops, H-O-O-P-S. To jump through hoops is a pretty common expression, and I think it's a good, colorful expression that expresses a very particular thing very well. So I think you should know this expression. To jump through hoops means to go through a whole series of difficult or inconvenient tasks in order to accomplish something. What's an example of something that requires you to jump through hoops? Well, let's say you want to start your own business. There are many things you must do, and each of them is difficult and hard to understand and inconvenient. You might need to go to this special government office to get some kind of license or permit. And when you're there, the clerk tells you that he or she needs some special information from you, and you don't have that information. So you need to go somewhere else to get that information. And when you go to that other office, you find out that they need something else from you that you did not even know about. Now, by the time you're done, you might have gone to several different offices and tried to find all kinds of information so you could fill out all of these different forms. So the entire process of starting your own business involves jumping through hoops. You must do many difficult and inconvenient tasks on your way to reaching your goal. Okay, why do we call this jumping through hoops? First of all, what is a hoop? Do you know what a hoop is? A hoop is a ring, a big circle. Now, when I hear the phrase jumping through hoops, I imagine a lion or a tiger in an old-fashioned circus. And I can picture this lion or tiger jumping through a hoop, jumping through a big ring, and then landing on a platform, and then jumping through another hoop, landing on a platform, and maybe jumping through another hoop. So I can see that lion or tiger going through a series of difficult or inconvenient steps. So remember, to jump through hoops means to perform or go through a series of difficult or inconvenient tasks on your way to accomplishing your goal. And that's the end of episode 72 of Everybody ESL. Remember, If you have any questions about English, or if you have any comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of a future episode, the same way Amy recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.